Courts across the country have been ordering defendants in child pornography cases to pay restitution to people who were victims of that online child pornography. Now, next week, the Supreme Court will take up the case of Doyle Paroline. He was sentenced to 2 years in prison, ordered to pay $3.4 million to a victim in photos found on his computer. The Fifth Circuit Court told him that he could collect some of that amount from others in possession of the images. Paroline is arguing that shouldn't be his responsibility, and the Supreme Court will decide that, but also might rule on whether people convicted of viewing child pornography should have to pay anything at all. That would affect victims like the one who recently became the first in Massachusetts state courts to receive restitution from a man convicted of having pornographic images of her on his computer. And by the way, we're not using any of the victims' names because we've learned that when the names are rebroadcast, it increases the number of searchers for their pictures that are still online. We learned that from Carol Hepburn, the attorney who represents the woman in the Massachusetts case. That victim's pictures were featured in a series that's been viewed millions of times around the world. And Carol, again, the restitution is about paying these, most of them adult women, for pictures taken when they were young.
Well, yes, but let me be clear. This is not about what happened to them when they were young. This is about what is happening every day, right now, yesterday, yeah, today, and tomorrow. This is about the consumption of the what are really crime scene photos of their rape and molestation as children. And these pictures are being traded around the internet every day, and it's like a Pandora's box. It can't be closed.
It can't be closed.
And this causes untold harm to all of the children and young adults who are the subjects of these images right now.
Well, in fact, some of them find out that their pictures are being circulated when investigators pick up their trail and come and tell them. Some of them didn't even know that this abuse, which might have taken place years ago, was distributed.
That's sort of what happened with my client. She was in the course of a prosecution against her birth father for the molestation that took place, the rape that took place. And she had some idea that there might have been pictures, but there was no idea that these had been circulated on the internet. In fact, he had basically made these videos to order, taking the requests of other pedophiles for whatever type of images that they would like to see. And as these were circulated around the internet, they were seen by law enforcement. Of course, the number one objective of law enforcement is to stop the abuse of any child if it is continuing to go on. And so they do their best to identify who these children are. And through the work of a number of really dedicated law enforcement officers on both sides of our country and in Canada, my client was identified. And it was the day, she says, when her world came crashing down, when she found out that these images were on the internet.
How horrible. I mean, to be dealing with the abuse is enough, and then to realize that it's out there, and you, as you said, it will only multiply. Well, the idea of restitution for women in this situation is a provision in the Violence Against Women Act. It gives the victims of sex crimes, including child pornography, right to compensation for the full amount of their losses. How do you figure out what that full amount is? I know Congress listed psychiatric care, lost income, legal costs, but there's a more amorphous thing, I'd imagine.
Well, there's a more amorphous thing, certainly, but that's not provided for in compensating the survivors of child pornography under these statutes. The federal statute and all of the state statutes that I've looked at least only provide for out-of-pocket losses, and those are things like the medical expenses, psychological counseling, lost income. There's my client has increased schooling costs because of this. She's not able to attend school in the normal manner that most young people would. She has found it's impossible for her to sit in a room full of strangers as you would in a normal college class. So she's taking longer because she has to take time out when she finds she's stricken with disassociation or panic attacks or things like that. And she's taking online courses, for instance. So that's another type of loss that is provided for under these statutes. But the tremendous emotional damage that is done, that is so amorphous, that is not something that's compensated under these statutes. Only the costs of therapy to try and learn coping skills.
Well, in the case of your client here in Massachusetts, we understand your client was awarded $8,000, which was hailed as a victory because it is the first, as we said, but doesn't seem like a lot.
No, it's not very much, but for state prosecutors, it was a tremendous victory. And you have to also realize that for the children and the young adults, and there are men as well as women who are in these circumstances, the affirmation by a court of merely entering an order that says, yes, what this defendant did is wrong and it has harmed you and we recognize that it has harmed you, that is a tremendous emotional boost for them as well. Many of the orders that are entered are against defendants who have no money. Some of them will be deported. There's one order we got where the defendant has actually passed away already and paid nothing. And so there's an important symbolic victory in the orders being entered, as well as the fact that there is compensation that is paid.
So your client here in Massachusetts received some restitution. As we said, another young woman received a huge award for the court, but it was appealed. That's going to the Supreme Court. What happens from there? Because, of course, their images can continue showing up on other pedophiles' computers.
I would like your listeners to know that there are advocates in all of the prosecutor's offices that I'm aware of. There are lawyers who will help the individuals who are in these circumstances. The federal system does have a notice, the victim notification system that's set up, and so there are notices that come. And in fact, one of the very important services that I provide her, and any lawyer would provide a person in this circumstance, is to receive those notices and to be a buffer for them. Even better would be if law enforcement or some tech guru could figure out how to put a stop to the images, because I think that what each of these people would want more than anything else is to just have the distribution of the these pictures stop altogether.
Yeah. How's your client doing?
You know, she has good days and she has bad days. She's a beautiful and intelligent young woman, and she's encountering the milestones that all young people do, and she does that with a very large burden that others don't have. But she is working towards becoming a child psychologist. She very much wants to help other victims of child abuse, and she's doing the best she can with the lot that she's been given to give back and to be a good citizen, a good wife, a good mother, hopefully a good therapist and psychologist.
Carol Hepburn represents a child pornography victim who received restitution from the defendant in her case. Carol, thanks so much for talking to us about it.
Thank you so much for letting me talk about it. I do appreciate it.